Because the sun shines after the rain, the weather forecast is brought to you by Nice Properties, your real estate partner on the French Riviera.
Sunny intervals, highs of 25 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Antibes with a moderate breeze. Clear skies in Saint-Tropez and the Var with highs of 25. And this evening going down to 21 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday, clear skies and highs of 25. A Wednesday becoming increasingly cloudy with highs of 25 degrees. The sea temperature today is 25 and the UV level is 7. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:53 and will set this evening at 7 minutes past 8. In Paris today, 20 degrees with sunny intervals. London, 17 degrees with light cloud. Dublin, 17 with sunny intervals. And Brussels, 19 degrees and cloudy.
The weather forecast brought to you by Nice Properties. Four agencies from Cannes to Beausoleil. And 25 collaborators to help you purchase or sell a quality property on the French Riviera. Visit nice-properties.com.
Good morning, you're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Mr. Harrison will be back in the hot seat tomorrow morning. Today's top local news story is that an elderly lady has died after falling into the Larina Lake in Roquebrune-sur-Argent. And in sport, Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe has won stage two of the Tour de France to claim the yellow jersey in Nice on Sunday. And we won't mention Liverpool losing to Arsenal at the weekend on penalties. Coming up in today's show, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. A study has shown that bees love the buzz of city life. Scientists say that plants can recognise their relatives, make decisions and even count. Donald Trump has suggested people in the midst of Hurricane Laura could sell his autograph for $10,000. NASA is tracking a huge asteroid which will hit Earth's orbit next month. And mince pies are back in the UK as lockdown-wary Britons dream of Christmas extra early. Did you get a glimpse of the Tour de France? Did you have a good weekend? It was quite a scene on the port of Nice when they were throwing Haribo sweets into the crowds. Lots of children were running about manically trying to grab the packets as they were distributed by floats, and also advertising Cordon Bleu. But on the bright side, it was followed by an organic market float. But the French man standing next to me did comment when I made a remark about Haribo sweets being distributed, and he said, "Oh no, it's got a lot better. They used to throw packets of Gitane cigarettes into the crowd." Anyway, great atmosphere, and congratulations to Julien Alaphilippe. So let's start with this.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Quarter past seven and time for today's entertainment news. The big names from the world of entertainment, sport and politics are paying tribute to American actor Chadwick Boseman, who has died at the age of 43. The Black Panther star was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2016, but had never spoken about it publicly. His family said he had filmed many of his recent movies while undergoing countless surgeries. Among those celebrating his life was former US President Barack Obama, who said the actor was blessed. And racing driver Lewis Hamilton dedicated his pole position at the Belgium Grand Prix on Sunday to the actor, saying he's inspired a whole generation of young black men and women and provided them with a true superhero to look up to. Rest in power, my friend. In other entertainment news, Glastonbury organisers aim to have the festival back in June. The event organisers said on Twitter that despite rumours next year's festival was not moving to September, the 2020 festival would have been a 50th anniversary celebration, and 135,000 music fans who bought tickets will be able to use them next summer. The resale has been pushed back to April 2021, and the free cancellation deadline moved until the end of January 2021. There'll be more entertainment news at the same time on tomorrow's breakfast show with Rob Harrison and myself, Sarah Lysett. And if on this day, it was shortly after midnight on August 31st, 1997, that Diana, Princess of Wales, affectionately known as the People's Princess, died in a car crash in Paris as she was 36.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. Never fade.
Rita Ora there and Liam Payne with For You, just gone 25 minutes past 7 o'clock on Riviera Radio. And it was on this day in 1968 that Private Eye magazine reports on John Lennon and Yoko Ono album will have a picture of them nude on the cover. All the local news, sports and weather's next.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
IBC Monaco is a family-run business centre located in Fontvieille. IBC offers flexible office space to set up your company. With only 1 month cancellation notice and monthly payments, you can expand your business without risk. Come and enjoy our trendy loft-style exclusive offices, open space, meeting rooms and lounges for you and your clients. Visit ibcmonaco.com to book your office space now. IBC. Space to grow your business.
Visit Onshore Cellars today to order wine and spirits for your yacht, villa or home. We deliver throughout Europe and around the world. So no matter where you are, we are your local wine supplier. Use discount code RIVIERA to get 10% off your first order. Find us at onshoresellers.com.
Hi, I'm Carsten Kirsch, founder of Riviera Design Renovation. We are a German-managed, quality-controlled renovation company here on the French Riviera. We expect high-quality results as standard. Riviera Design Renovation, where your expectations meet reality. Visit riviera-design.eu. Riviera Design, German engineering for your property.
When you need an English-speaking accountant, get one at shareriviera.com. English-speaking trades and services, shareriviera.com.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. An elderly lady has died after falling into the Lariana Lake in Roquebrune-sur-Argent. The incident occurred on Sunday shortly after 6:30 p.m. An investigation has been opened to determine the exact circumstances. Meanwhile, a 30-year-old man has been seriously injured in a road accident in Nice on Sunday. The man, who was riding an electric scooter at the time, was involved in a collision with a motorist on the Boulevard de la Madeleine shortly after 5:15. The victim was taken to the Pasteur Hospital in Nice. One new case of COVID-19 has been declared in Monaco on Sunday, bringing the total number of residents affected by the coronavirus in the principality to 131. Two people are currently in hospital and one resident is in intensive care. 37 people are being cared for by the Home Monitoring Centre. On a national level, Public Health France announced on Sunday that 5,413 additional cases of COVID-19 had been registered in France, a stable figure compared to the number of cases recorded on Saturday. The number of people hospitalised also remains more or less stable, with 5 new admissions in the last 24 hours, as well as 2 in intensive care. Wearing a mask has been made compulsory in the city of Toulon. The measure introduced on Saturday follows in the footsteps of Marseille and Nice. In total, 73 towns in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region have made wearing a mask an obligation, with 26 making it compulsory throughout their town or city. The third stage of the Tour de France takes place today in Nice. Traffic diversions and road closures will be in place in the west of the city as the tour starts at 1 p.m. at the Alliance Riviera. The stage will head towards Sisteron, passing through Carrosse, Gathière, Saint-Genis and Vence. The good news is that the promenade, the port and the city centre will be reopened after closure on Sunday due to the second stage of the race. In national news, according to a poll published in France on Sunday, 76% of French are in favour of the mandatory wearing of a mask outdoors in all cities in France in order to fight against the COVID-19 epidemic. The survey showed that the problem in the eyes of most respondents was having to pay for the masks for their children, with 78% of those polled saying they would have preferred the mask to be free for all students, contrary to Prime Minister Jean Castex's announcement. Meanwhile, 81% of French people said they were pessimistic about the economic growth in France, and 54% said they did not trust Prime Minister Jean Castex to propose a good recovery plan for France, which is to be unveiled on Thursday, September the 3rd. France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Florence Parly, has confirmed that an officer of the French army is the subject of legal proceedings. The officer stationed in a NATO centre in Italy is suspected of having transmitted sensitive documents to the Russian secret services. Finally, a branch of the Citadium fashion store in Paris has removed separate fashion floors for men and women to make way for unisex stands. The store does not say whether it intends to deploy this new layout in its other stores.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
In cycling, in case you didn't know, Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe has won stage 2 of the Tour de France to claim the yellow jersey in Nice on Sunday. Alaphilippe now leads the race by 4 seconds ahead of Great Britain's Adam Yates because of time bonuses. Today's third stage leaves at the Alliance Riviera in Nice at 1 p.m. and direction Sisteron. In Formula One, Hamilton took a dominant win in Sunday's Belgium Grand Prix. Hamilton took his 5th victory in 7 races this year and the 89th of his career. Teammate Valtteri Bottas came second, with Red Bull's Max Verstappen clocking in 3rd. In football, Man United are closing in on the signing of Donny van de Beek. The transfer is expected to be finalised within days. Here's more football news from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Liverpool's Jurgen Klopp says he wishes he could have more time with his players before the opening game of the new season. The champions are due to face newly promoted Leeds United on the 12th of September, but many of Klopp's key players will be on international duty in the week leading up to the season opener.
In these times, nobody's moaning about anything. Just I understand that the FAs need the games as well. Are we happy about it? No, but it's nothing to criticize, really. I just hope that the boys come all back healthy. We have a big group together to train the next 2 weeks, but the English players, the Dutch players, Wales and Scotland, I think, pretty much Great Britain and Holland is away. In Greece as well is away. So then we have 3 days to prepare Leeds. I think they don't have that many internationals. I don't know exactly, so they train 2 full weeks. Yeah, the competition is a tough race, and the Premier League especially. So we need to make sure we are ready.
Premier League pair Ainsley Maitland-Niles of Arsenal and Wolves defender Connor Cody have been added to the England squad for their Nations League matches against Iceland and Denmark. More from the BBC's football correspondent John Murray.
Ainsley Maitland-Niles' first call-up to the senior England squad came on his 23rd birthday, and after he'd starred for Arsenal in their Community Shield victory over Liverpool, in which Maitland-Niles impressed at left wing-back, as he had done in the FA Cup semi-final and final, and coolly scored in the penalty shootout. It's the removal of Harry Maguire from the squad that has opened the door for the Wolves captain, Connor Cody, at the age of 27. Like Maitland-Niles, it's the first time Cody's been called up at senior level and is a reward for his consistency at Wolves, where he's appeared in every league match for the past two seasons.
Tottenham have confirmed the signing of defender Matt Doherty from league rivals Wolves for an undisclosed fee. The Republic of Ireland right-back has signed a four-year deal. Doherty made over 300 appearances for Wolves and becomes Spurs' third signing of the summer, following the arrivals of midfielder Pierre-Emile Højbjerg and goalkeeper Joe Hart. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League Update from the home of Premier League football.
Finally in tennis, France's Benoit Paire has had his name removed from the US Open men's draw on Sunday after testing positive for COVID-19.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmarine team and the VAR, the general situation is a depression of 1,003 millibars. Winds are westerly, force 6 to 7. The sea is rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,004 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force of 5 to 6. The sea is rough with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,008 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
Predominantly cloudy, I'm afraid. Sunny intervals, highs of 25 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Antibes with a moderate breeze. Clear skies in the VAR in Saint-Tropez with highs of 25. This evening going down to 21 degrees across the region with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday, clearing up on Tuesday with the temperatures remaining the same, becoming increasingly cloudy on Wednesday with highs of 25. The sea temperature today is 25 degrees and the UV level is 7. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:53. And will set this evening at 8:07. Finally, according to a study, bumblebees in cities are bigger and more hardworking than those living in the countryside. Scientists found they were about 4% larger than their country cousins, and reckon this is because they have to work harder to find food, travelling across roads which break up the gardens, cemeteries, parks and other green spaces where they seek the next patch of flowers. Larger bees may be better able to face city commutes to find pollen, as they are superior at flying long distances with larger flight muscles. You're now up to date. It's just coming up to 7:40. All the news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc, and do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And asked on the subject of bees, here they are, the Bee Gees, and Staying Alive.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, some of the world's biggest airlines have called on the British and US governments to introduce testing at airports to end quarantine and help unlock £200 billion in trade between the two nations. Earlier this month, Heathrow Airport began offering tests to passengers for £150 in a move which was hoped to put pressure on the British government to lift quarantine measures. And the UK's government Eat Out to Help Out discount ends today, having been praised by many of the restaurants, cafes and pubs it was designed to help. Many say the scheme has successfully tempted more people to eat out again after lockdown was eased. It has applied to sit-in meals and soft drinks Monday to Wednesday in August and can be used limitless times. Research suggests trade on some days in the month was twice last year's levels.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Traffic and Travel is brought to you by Trush Location Car Rental.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Riviera Radio Travel News.
Nothing to report just yet on the roads. However, do be warned that there are those diversions in place in the west of Nice and around the Alliance Riviera due to the depart of the Tour de France at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And also on the A8 motorway, the exit 52 St Isidore will be closed from 9 o'clock this morning until 1 p.m. If you need any information on the road closures in the Nice area for the Tour de France, you can go to www.nice.fr. or you can call 3906. Taking a look at the trains, there's just one 10-minute delay. That's the Nice to Grasse 757 is running 10 minutes late.
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by Trush Location. Four agencies on the French Riviera. For a pleasant and safe rental experience, visit trushlocation.com.
It's just gone 7:45. We'll be having a look at the papers before the news live from the BBC at 8. Good morning to Alistair in West Sussex, who sent a very nice message saying, "We've listened to Riviera Radio since it started in the 1980s. It's a great reminder of our beloved days on the Côte d'Azur. We normally make several trips per year to La Croix-Valmer. I know it well, down in the Var. But due to COVID-19, of course, we have had to put that on hold. We will retire to the Côte d'Azur one day. I really enjoy listening to you. Thank you, Alistair, from West Sussex. Here is...
'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out.
BTS is what I was about to say with their track Dynamite. It's their first single in English and it's just making its way. It's storming through the UK charts. It's gone in at number 3 this week. It's just coming up to 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Now, I've been looking into the Tour de France and some fascinating facts for you. You might want to know that in the 1904 race, there was a bit of scandal as the original winner, Maurice Gaha, who was the winner of the 1903, and the three runners-up were all disqualified after allegations of what? Apparently, they took the train. How did they get away with that? Mind boggles. From one boy band to another. It's a few years ago, back in the 80s. It's Wham and Everything She Wants. Wham there and Everything She Wants. Wait a minute, it gets worse. Apparently in the 1920s, competitors on the subject of the Tour de France, they shared cigarettes while riding, as it was believed at the time to help open up the lungs for the climbs. So maybe the gentleman that said to me that they used to throw out packets of Gitane cigarettes, so he wasn't far from the truth. I have a friend, he comes down once a year, and every time he just has one Gitane. He says, "I feel dizzy and sick, and that's it. I've smoked enough cigarettes for the rest of my life." But he does it, it's a yearly tradition coming to France. And now, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, we'll have a look at the papers before the news live from the BBC, but we'll fit this one in. As Brian Ferry said, smoke gets in your eyes.
They ask me how I...
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
Taking a look at this morning's papers, front pages in the UK, the Daily Express leads with a warning from campaigners that cutting pension tax relief to help pay for the coronavirus crisis would badly damage the government. The Daily Mirror says that most teachers think social distancing guidance for schools isn't practical. That's according to a survey. And the Chinese owner of TikTok may have difficulty in completing the planned sale of the app to a US buyer due to new rules on technology exports. That's according to the Financial Times. And finally, the Daily Star says bank holiday temperatures for some have been colder than Christmas. The BBC News live from London is up next, and then after the 8 o'clock news, we will have Guess the Theme for the Three Songs in a Row, studio at revereradio.mc, if you can tell me what the theme is. And as it's back to school, this morning's comedy clip is about teaching maths from Blackadder.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur, Nice Premium Motors, Bayern Avenue Cannes, MyWay Monaco and JPV Fréjus. Find all the BMW offers at your car dealer.
Sweetheart, I need to find the right international health insurance offering the best hospitals and doctors across the world and that reimburse our expenses. Do you have any ideas?
Riviera Expat. My brother says they are the best. Their personalised service is excellent. You'll find the best solutions to meet our needs in just a few clicks. And you have access to many health insurance options on the market.
Thank you, darling. Riviera-expat.com. Let's go.
Riviera Expat is a brand of DFHE advisors. Aureas 14000558 68 Rue du Faubourg Saint-Honoré, Paris.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show. Brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you.
Air France.
France.
La France.
Is in air.
La France est dans l'air.
Plan your ultimate luxury charter on the world's finest blue water yachts in the Med, the Caribbean, or New England with Oyster Charters. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation. Find out more at oysteryachts.com.
With stores already in Antibes and Puget-sur-Argent, Noblesse à Cuisine has now arrived in Nice, opposite the Tête Carrée. Come and discover our premium offers on furniture, household appliances and worktops to help you create your own unique and bespoke kitchen. Until the 31st of July, installation is free if you buy from one of the three stores.
7 minutes past eight. Coming up, I'm going to have the three tracks in a row. You have to tell me what the theme is. If you can guess what the theme is between the next three tracks, studio at revieraradio.mc. And also we'll have this morning's comedy clip. And seeing as it's back to school for most of us tomorrow, it's teaching maths to Baldrick in a Blackadder. So don't go away. Here is the first track to guess the theme in a this morning, studio at revieraradio.mc. It's this one. Oh, takes me back. It's Madonna and True Blue.
I
Beyoncé there with Black Parade, and before that you heard The Beatles and Yellow Submarine, and we kicked it off with Madonna's True Blue. That always makes me think of, I don't know why, Fabrizio in Fostinovo. I spent a summer there, but I think it was Who's That Girl? He kept playing over and over again. That was, oh, I don't know what year that was. We won't count, will we? 19 minutes past 8 o'clock, and the first person up this morning with the correct answer, of course, the theme being colours, was Peter. Well done, Peter. Edward got it right too, and so did Shirley. Now it's time for this morning's comedy clip, and seeing as it's back to school tomorrow, I found this one. It's Teaching an Idiot Basic Maths, taken from Blackadder.
Right, Maury, let's try again, shall we? This is called adding. If I have two beans, and then I add two more beans, what do I have?
Some beans.
Yes. And no. Let's try again, shall we? I have two beans, then I add two more beans. What does that make?
A very small casserole.
Aldrich, the ape creatures of the Indus have mastered this. Now try again. One, two, three, four. So how many are there?
Three.
What?
And that one.
Three and that one. So if I add that one to the three, what will I have?
Oh, some beans.
Yes. To you, Baldrick, the Renaissance was just something that happened to other people, wasn't it?
Edmund, come quickly. The Queen wants to see you.
What?
I said, Edmund, come quickly. The Queen wants to see you.
What are you wearing round your neck?
Ah, it's my new ruff.
You look like a bird who swallowed a plate.
It's the latest fashion, actually, and as a matter of fact, it makes me look rather sexy.
To another plate-swallowing bird, perhaps? If it was blind and hadn't had it in months.
I think you may be wrong.
You're a sad, laughable figure, aren't you, Percy? What do you think of Percy's ruff, Baldrick?
Four.
What?
Some beans and some beans is four beans.
No, we've moved on from advanced mathematics. We're on to elementary dressmaking. What do you think of Percy's ruff?
I think he looks like a bird who swallowed a plate, my lord.
No, that's what I think. What do you think? Try to have a thought of your own, Baldrick. Thinking is so important. What do you think?
I think thinking is so important, my lord.
I'm off to see the Queen.
Shall I come too, my lord?
No, best not. People might think we're friends. Stay here with Baldrick. Bird neck and bird brain should get on like a house on fire. Let's take a look, shall we? Who's first into the head basket, then? Admiral Lord Effingham and Sir Francis Drake on Monday.
That should draw a crowd. Sailing enthusiasts.
Oh, yes. Better make sure there's a few anchors and things on the souvenir stall.
Aye, aye, sir.
Never, ever try to be funny in my presence again, Percy.
But now it's time to guess the name of the place. To give you a clue, it's a place in France where the Tour de France is actually going to be passing, and all you have to do is guess the name of the place by the first letter of each song title. The next three tracks, starting with this one from Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Please Don't Go. Studio at rivieradio.mc if you think you know the place.
Thank you.
Queen and David Bowie there with Under Pressure. That wraps up the three in a row to guess the name of the place I was talking about. Before that, you heard Atlantic Star with Always, and we started with Casey and the Sunshine Band and Please Don't Go, and the answer was, of course, Poe. And Jason got it right. He was first up this morning. Well done, Jason. Martin as well was correct. David too. And Kevin, you took a stab in the dark and it was wrong. You said the song beginning with P for please. You said maybe it was Pont du Loup, but then you had to leave home early as the route above your place will be closed from 9, so you'd have been stuck there until 2. So you obviously didn't hear the two tracks that came after that, the correct answer being Pau, which is where the 9th stage of the Tour de France will be taking place on the 6th of September. The first Tour of France race was in 1903. It was created by the editor of the newspaper L'Orto. It originally started out as a marketing scheme advertising the paper around France. Yes, I noticed yesterday that at the very end of the race, they were going around trying to sell, I think, for €10, you could get a subscription to the Equipe, was it, newspaper, and an umbrella. Maybe I didn't see that correctly. And also, 129,900 calories is the average amount each rider needs to consume over the course of the 3 weeks. That is 495 croissants, 152 full English breakfasts, or 200 bottles of champagne. I know what I'd go for. 9:20, here's Jamiroquai with We Can Do It. Of course we can. We're nearly there. We'll have the news, sport and weather coming up at 9:30.
Because the sun shines after the rain, the weather forecast is brought to you by Nice Properties, your real estate partner on the French Riviera.
Sunny intervals, but mainly cloudy. Highs of 25 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Antibes with a moderate breeze. Clear skies, however, in Saint-Tropez and the Var, but similar temperatures between 25 and 26 degrees. This evening going down to 21 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Tuesday, clear skies with highs of 25 degrees. Wednesday becoming increasingly cloudy, but temperatures remaining the same. The sea temperature today is 25 and the UV level is 7. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:53 and will set this evening at 8:07. In Paris today, 20 degrees with sunny intervals. London, 17 with light cloud. Dublin, 17 degrees with sunny intervals. And Brussels, 19 degrees and cloudy. Thank you for listening. I'll better do this first.
The weather forecast brought to you by Nice Properties. Four agencies from Cannes to Beausoleil. And 25 collaborators to help you purchase or sell a quality property on the French Riviera. Visit nice-properties.com.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride on the Full English Breakfast for the last month, but everything will be back in order tomorrow when Mr. Harrison will be back in the hot seat and organising everything and everybody. I just hope he comes back with a smile on his face, because after 4 weeks he hasn't got an excuse not to. And I'll be back at 12:30 with an update for the local news, sports and weather. Mark Abson will be here this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time, and don't forget all our news is available throughout the day on rivieradio.mc, and do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. So just a big thank you to all of you who have sent some lovely emails. It really means a lot. There you go. I'll leave you with this. It's Justin Timberlake and Suit and Tie.